Our first case this evening is case number 12,070, David and Cindy Soroka, seeking a variance from the front, side, and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Seagrass Court, approximately 250 feet southwest of the intersection of Seagrass Court and Sandpiper Way. The 911 address is 29737 Seagrass Court, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 108. We received one letter of objection, one letter of support, and four mail returns. The applicant also provided a packet with an additional five letters of support, which I'll pass out right now. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the front setback, 6-foot variances on both sides from the side yard setbacks, and a 10-foot rear setback.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here for this case? Okay. Sir, you for them to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Soroka, 34046 Beaufort Lane, Dagsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're proposing to build a single-family home on our lot at 29737 Seagrass Court in Dagsboro. We are faced with a hardship problem in that our lot is only 40 feet wide and 103 feet on one side and 102 feet on the other. The narrowness makes it impossible to find a home to fit. The parcel is existing and the properties on either side are not for sale to combine. The new home would be built on pilings and remain true to the neighborhood. There are six homes similar to what we are proposing that are already existing in the neighborhood. The addition of our home would not in any way alter the character of the neighborhood. In fact, the new home would enhance it. The variances requested are the minimum that we feel are necessary that will afford relief. We do not believe that the exceptions will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. Neighbor to the left owns a double lot, and the neighbor to the right is the HOA of Seagrass Plantation. And that lot is only used for a fishing pier and crabbing pier and a kayak access to the bay. No one that we have talked to has objected in any way to our request. No one from the HOA has expressed any reservations about the variances requested. In the packet that I presented to the board, the first page is a photograph of the rebuilt bulkhead that we had installed this past fall. In anticipation of our possibly erecting a home, we had the old wooden bulkhead removed and replaced with a vinyl one. We also raised the height of it by 16 inches to greater protect the lot. Before replacement, our bulkhead was lower than the others adjoining. It is now higher. The next page is the variance plan showing all the requested variances and proposed structure. The next two pages are the proposed floor plans, and we had submitted photos of the outside with our application. The next page is a photo showing five of the six similar homes to our proposed home that are four lots over to the right of our lot. The next six pages are letters of support for our requests for the variances from our neighbors.
All right. We'll start out and see if we have any questions from members of the board. Ms. McGee, I'm going to start with you first, please.
And what? When did you buy the property?
In 2015.
And you knew the dimensions of the parcel at that time?
Yes.
And did you know the setbacks that
were
required?
No.
The real estate person didn't divulge that information?
There was no real estate person involved. It was a private sale.
Okay.
Just the owner and us.
So are all the lots in this subdivision 40 foot wide and about 100 feet deep?
Some are 30 feet wide, some are 50 feet wide. They vary, so they could be anywhere from 30 to 50.
So do we know if other lots have gotten variances in that subdivision?
It appears there was a variance on lot 101. Janelle's got it. I think it's the other direction.
So just one lot in there?
Just, well, some of the lots along this stretch are not, if I recall, are not in a subdivision.
Correct.
So they are, while they are adjacent to, they're not actually in a...
So they're not in a subdivision?
No.
Is there a paved road there?
Yes.
To get to it? I don't have any more questions right now.
All right, thank you.
The photo you used as an example of the house you're going to build, the five houses, obviously those lots are larger.
Much larger, yes.
Where are they in relationship to your property? Do they show on that plot?
Back in the other direction.
Are they in the subdivision? Or
no, not? Well, they're part of Seagrass Plantation, so they're really not. You see where that white house is? I can show you. I can go up and show you.
Okay.
This white house is right here. There's now five homes here. Those five homes that I have picked us out there right there.
But they don't have any variances. The only variance is lot 101.
Seagrass Plantations is an RPC, and they have different setbacks, which actually can be less than what is prescribed by code.
Okay.
So are those houses that are newly built, they're in the subdivision?
They would be in as part of the RPC, which would be Sawgrass Plantations. And again, they have different setbacks.
So really, they're not something that we should take into consideration?
Well, I mean, they're still along the road, and they're still in the area.
Yeah, that was used as an architectural example, correct?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All righty.
I don't have any more questions.
Thank you. Mr. Bortman?
Is there any houses on that side that the street you're on like that, like what you're going to build?
101 is.
101 is the same like as your building?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad to see you come in front of us before you started building.
Oh,
I'm glad
to
see that.
Thank you. Can you zoom in on 101?
And what's the size of 101?
35.6 feet wide. And I don't have the information on the variance in the file.
And based on this aerial, this looks like it's an older aerial in an older home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And most of these houses are actually older homes.
Yeah, 101 is only about 5 years old, the home that's on it now.
All right.
What was on your lot before?
Pardon me?
What was on your lot before you bought it?
There was a house, and in the letters that I gave you, the packet, there's a picture of a person water skiing. And you can actually see it looks like a lighthouse, and the white house behind that was a house that was on that property many, many, many years ago. It's a very old picture.
The white house, you said?
Yes.
Looks like a Cape Cod.
Yes, and from what Don Zetsky said, that it basically filled a lot. It's huge, it was a big house.
Okay. Mr. Bortman, any further?
No more questions.
Well, if it was built before 1970, then it was okay, because there wasn't any zoning requirements.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp,
do you know, you said it filled the lot. Do you know approximately how far it was from lot lines?
That was
prior to your purchase, I presume?
No.
Okay.
It was before I even was in Delaware.
Okay.
Did you tear the house down?
Pardon me?
Did you tear that house down?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, one of the previous owners did.
Okay.
Is there any flooding problems on this property?
Not that I've seen. We get splash up over the bulkhead and things like that, but
that's
never,
why you're putting on pilings?
Right. But there's never been water that's come up over the bulkhead.
Okay.
There.
The deck and patio on the rear end, I presume that's going to be elevated as well?
Correct.
Okay. I don't see any stairs on the drawing for the home. Are there going to be any stairs on the sides, the rear, and the front there,
Probably in the rear to get down to the back of the house, because our boat is right there. We have a boat lift. We put in a new, there's a pier there with a boat lift.
Okay, because what you've asked for here is a 10-foot rear yard variance, and that appears to go to the edge of the deck/patio, which I understand is elevated. So your stairs, are they going to be within that footprint of what the deck patio
yes.
is? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so they're not going to go any further towards the rear property line.
No.
Okay. And you're not having any on the side or the front that are going to come out any further,
no.
Are you? What about the HVAC? I see the HVAC. It looks like that's below the deck patio?
Yes. That'll be elevated down below above.
Okay.
Keep it off the,
all right,
the floodplain.
I presume no well and septic on the property?
No. It has sewer and water.
Okay. And how far are you from the edge of paving a seagrass court? Does that go right to
it
the property?
Right to the, it goes right to the front of the lot. The lot goes right up to the road.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to note, I did not read into the record the letters that we had received prior to your packet.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead and do that now?
I think we've got the
five that were in his packet.
The ones, I think you had mentioned there was one in support and one in opposition.
The one in opposition just came in today.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure that was...
Yeah, you could read that in the record.
Okay. We received a letter this afternoon from the Board of Directors, the Seagrass Plantation Community Association, which acts through its Board of Directors, is responsible for maintaining the community areas, and in this case, a parcel of land identified as tax map 134-7 parcel 109.01 or 29732 Seagrass Court, adjacent to tax map district 134 map 7 parcel 108, the Soroka property. The board strongly objects to the granting of the 6-foot side variance adjacent to our property. We believe this will adversely affect our property's aesthetic appearance and reduce the property's value as well as the values of the surrounding homes. Proving this and other variances will result in a 3-story home 4 feet from our property line, extending almost the entire length of the lot. That was received today. And I believe there was a previous letter from Manine Robinson that was in support that states, "Dear Sir or Madam, my wife, father-in-law, and I own tax map 134-7-99, which is 3 lots to the east of the subject property. They've reviewed the variance application submitted by the Sirocas and support the application for the variance. They believe the Sirocas have met their burden and that they should be permitted to construct the home with the footprint as shown on the variance plan, which they submitted with their application."
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Parking. Parking underneath your place?
Yes.
How many parking places are you going to have?
Well, there'd be a 2-car garage, and then you'd be able to park two more cars behind each one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the house beside you, you said it's like yours. That's the one that the letter came from?
Yes.
And you not ever talked to them?
I've talked to other people in the HOA, and no one's ever, that's the first I've ever heard that somebody's objected.
And he's right beside you?
Yeah, and there's nothing on that lot, nor will there ever be. It's just a fishing pier and a kayak access to the bay.
To the bay.
Okay. It's an HOA lot, so that's all they're using it for. They're not going to build anything on it.
Okay. No other questions.
Right. Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions.
Did you, I guess it doesn't, did you look at building a house that, you know, could you not find a house that would fit within that envelope?
Yes.
Is that correct. A problem you ran into?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Got one. Do you wish to come up and speak, sir, or you just show support?
Just here, sir, support. I'm agreeing with it.
All right, sir. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 12,070. The size and shape of the lot make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of this property. It was like that? No, it was the only way they can make it work, make the house and without making it a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because there are other houses in there, neighborhood like that.
Right.
This is a minimum variance that before we leave, and the lease modification.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second to that motion? Again, Chair Call, do I have a second to that motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll have to send it back.
Well, unless
you have a second.
That's right. There's another motion on the table.
I'm sorry?
Unless there's another motion.
Unless there's a motion to table to an act regular meeting?
I'll make a motion to table it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Webber, you withdraw your...
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Then I got a motion by Mr. Mears. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we table case number 12,070 until our next regular meeting, which will be held on January the 22nd. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Webber.
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 4-0, case number 12,070 is tabled until our next regular meeting. Now, sir, you won't have to be here. You can come if you'd like, or you may watch it on the internet. It'll be on there. So the testimony's closed, or the hearing's closed. I mean, there'll be no more testimony. Okay, sir? Yes, sir. All right, next case, please.